This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Steve, I like you, man. You're a nice guy.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bob. You are too. And you know,
Are you really saying that, or are you just placating me?
Well, I try to embellish your show. And if you don't have a crayon to write that number down, you can use a magic marker. Some people use pencils.
Steve, don't steal my shtick here.
Okay. Right. Sorry.
Actually, when you fill in for me, or when I'm gone watching the baby, or whatever it may be, and I thank you for those times, by the way. But when you do that,
always use the rule. Yes.
When you give out the number, ask people to write it down with a marker, with a magic marker.
Okay. When I'm on, it'll be magic marker.
And when I'm doing it, it'll be a crayon.
Crayon. Okay.
That way we have our own trademark line there.
That's right, man. We want to make sure that you would differentiate the difference between Bob and I. And there is a little difference, but.
There is?
Well, yeah.
About 200 years?
Yeah, 200 years and 2,000 miles and,
100 IQ points.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the low end there, Bob, but...
it's all right, man. I do what I can with what I got.
Hey, we're working on it, man. You know what? I've always said this, and our listeners will appreciate this. Yes, that, interesting is better than being professional. So we try to make it interesting.
It is?
Yes.
Wait a second. Are you suggesting that I'm not professional, dude?
Hey, we're working on that. We're trying. We're getting better.
We have AM and FM affiliates across the country. This is the real deal, Steve. This is no joke.
Yeah, that's right. This is the real radio. This is the real thing. And we actually have a professional producer named Craig working with us tonight that I appreciate. And I'm never supposed to say nice things about
the producer. Oh, jeez.
Here I go again.
Next thing you know, he's going to be plugging the RBN.
Right. The RBN pledge drive. RBN pledge drive,
They're having a pledge drive. For $100, you get an RBN t-shirt. And not RBN mug. Call today, folks, 800-724-2719. Craig says, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you're welcome, Craig. Thanks for being there and hanging in there. Dan's with
Steve
us.
Steve and Craig have good conversations off the air.
We do. To have a good conversation, all you have to do is just let Bob take a break, I found.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but I do have to say that I agree with a lot of things that Paul said in the last segment.
All right, good. I'm glad you did.
But I wanted to make a point, though, and
oh,
come on, please. I mean, I really do want to say that, you'd be surprised how many people in the gay community are not in favor of all the gay marriage propaganda, friends.
All right, well, let's not, come on. I hate that topic. I do too.
But
I don't hate gays, but I hate that topic.
But you know, the reason why I'm saying this though, Bob, is that we saw this with HIV/AIDS when they tried to sell this whole thing to the gay community as something that they should support. And when they found out that they were being poisoned by the AZT and they were only propagating their own bad information, supporting the big pharma industry behind the whole fraud, I found a lot of people who are very angry dissidents. And the same thing is true. I met a lot of people who had worked with those folks because, you know, I've worked with them over the issues. You know, because the people I've known also have been women, mothers who died.
Sure.
You know, as you know as well, too, Bob, we've had them on the shows.
For those that don't know, Steve made a documentary about 200 years ago called HIV Equals AIDS Fact or Fraud. It's called HIV Equals AIDS Fact or Fraud. If you want to check it out, it's at AIDSfraudVideo.com. AIDSfraudvideo.com, and he really is a wealth of information on this topic, and it's one I'm very passionate about as well. I got to tell you, it's one of my pet peeves to hear people, you know, espouse ignorant thoughts and ideas about the HIV so-called virus causing AIDS. This morning, Steve, a local talk show host had on somebody from the Bush White House, former Bush White House staff member, and he was talking about Bush's greatest legacy was in Africa, and his greatest legacy was in saving the lives of millions of people there from AIDS.
Right.
That's what this guy had to say about Bush, and I called up and I just took him to task. I totally took him to task. I mean, he was saying that AIDS in Africa has nothing, he literally said this, Steve, it has nothing to do with malnutrition, malaria, and other issues that these people are having. It has to do with this virus. This is what this guy said. This is literally what he said. So I took him to task. They hung up on me. They hung up on me in a hostile fashion. And you know what he said? He said, and they went on to talk about me for a while, so I must have really got under their skin, which I can do from time to time.
You will do.
You know what he said, Steve? He said, Bob is your everyday liberal calling in because Bush can't do any wrong, and blah, blah, blah. Little does he know who I am. By no means am I a liberal just bashing on you because you're a Bush neocon crony. No. I don't really care about, I mean, I think you're full of it, yeah, that's for sure. But it has nothing to do with the left-right bias here that I'm calling up and taking you to task on your ignorant statements about HIV/AIDS. I told them about the Bengui definition in Africa. I really schooled them, but as usual, we'll see if that does anything. We'll see.
Yeah, well, facts aren't political. They just are. You know, and that's the problem. You know, they don't want facts. And when somebody rebukes and refutes all this nonsense, this icy talon theory of HIV/AIDS, you know, that they all fall apart. I mean, it's like we've talked about this so many times before that, you know, the people have, the scary thing isn't that there's a virus causing AIDS, it's that there isn't a virus causing this disease, which is real. We're called AIDS denialists because we did, no, we're not denying AIDS. We're telling you that we made a real mistake, a real huge debacle with trying to claim everything was caused by a retroviral infection of this retrovirus called HIV, which, as we've pointed out before, is virtually impossible to isolate anyway. It's not the cause. We're talking about other things such as malnutrition. The number one cause of immunodeficiency in the world for years has always been malnutrition, friends. And there was a lot of that in Africa before the AIDS epidemic started. So, yeah, I didn't want to get into that topic because we could ramble on, but I'm glad you did that, Bob. You stood up to him. My guess is this person is another one of the shills for AIDS Incorporated. I mean, when you have $350 billion of taxpayer money, you have to keep this scam going, and you have to pay people to keep reinforcing the constant humdrum, you know, death march talk about HIV/AIDS. And that's what I was saying before as with Paul's, in reference to Paul's call. You know, I found people in the gay community who realized that this is a lie. We're selling our own community a horrible lie. We're putting people on AZT, a dangerous DNA chain destroying drug. That's what it's designed to do, destroy DNA. And we're giving it to pregnant women. And Bush is a great guy because he's feeding AZT to pregnant women, poor pregnant women in Africa. You're absolutely right to call him on that, Bob. Call him to task on that. because the man was a mass murderer in this manner. And so is Bono, and so are the rest of them. You know, Bill Gates.
Actually, Bono was one of the other people he mentioned, saying that Bono supported President Bush on this one. So
yeah. See, it's all party politics is what it is. I mean, by that, you get a party started where people believe something, and they jive on it and jive on it, and they just keep going on and on. And that's what's happening, with, I think, with the gay marriage issue right now, is that they're trying to create a faction situation, as you pointed out, a distraction and a polarization.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Sorry, man.
Pretty good. Hello, guys. Where are all the callers? Must be Christmas time.
What do you mean? You're a caller?
Well, boy, I've been waiting for a while. I wanted to, feel the tone of the show, and nobody else called in. But we're talking about land of the Jews, the Israelites, the land of the Israelites. What is that land? I wanted to read 2 Samuel 7:10. I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may live in a place where they will not be disturbed again, nor will the wicked afflict them anymore as formerly. That doesn't sound like Palestine to me. A place where the wicked will no longer trouble them as formerly. Are you also aware that a Reverend Cotton gave a farewell sermon to the pilgrims leaving aboard the Mayflower to the New World in 1620, and he used this as a sermon text? Are you familiar with that? Are you aware that the pilgrims thought that this was the new place that was prophesied that they go to?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have had the idea that the New World was the promised land, the New Israel. I mean, it's not new. If you saw the movie How the West Was Won, they had a song about that. I am bound for the promised land. Yeah, it's been a pretty familiar theme.
Also wanted to read from the Congressional Record the date June 9th or June 7th. 1957, quote, we must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the white, we can mold them into the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for a subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. That was Israel Cohen in 1912. Are you guys aware of that statement?
Yeah, I think I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard it myself as well. I mean, it's pretty common for these people to create these divide and conquer ideologies to put the population in conflict among themselves. And I would go as far as to say that I think the roadmap to peace, which is really the roadmap to hell, has been principal in creating a lot of the factions and problems in Israel today. It hasn't worked very well. It's been a disaster in Gaza, and it's going to continue. So every time they try to barter for land, look out. Something's wrong with that whole thing. They can't get people to settle down and live and work together. So they keep trying to divide people up. And they did that, of course, this happened to American society with blacks and whites. Now you're seeing it with gays and straights. They're trying to infuse these kinds of wars and fights among people, and they use the mainstream news media, and they get us at odds with each other while they do all these other evil, wicked things behind our backs.
Divide and conquer. Are you guys aware that the Billy Graham of the Jews, shall we call him, Obadiah Yosef here died recently, I guess, 700,000, about one-tenth of the Jewish population over there in Palestine, came out and packed the streets in Jerusalem to wail and bemoan the death of this guy?
Interesting. Where were George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and Barack Obama?
Some of his most profound and provocative statements was, women's knowledge is pretty much confined to just sewing. And what else did he say? Oh, the rabbi made the important pronouncement that picking your nose is forbidden on the Sabbath. And he also said, Goyim Gentiles, or cattle, were born only to serve us Jews. Without that, they have no place in the world, only to serve the people of Israel. The last point I want to make is, you know, racism is not really the problem. The problem is multiculturalism. You get rid of multiculturalism and there would not be any racism. I keep looking for a Denzel Washington in real life, but can we talk about polar bear hunting and the knockout game is what it's called when a white does violence to a black. It's a hate crime, but when blacks do violence to white people, it's called a game.
Yeah, it's definitely a double standard, of course, and we know that black on black.
It's not called a game. Nobody's calling it a game, dude.
I have heard it called the knockout game.
Yes, so what? That doesn't mean it's called a game by the general public, man. You're missing the point. They call it a game, but that doesn't mean the everyday person doesn't see it as anything less than gratuitous violence, man.
That's the way I see it reported in the media too, as well. And lastly, I'll leave it with this. Bob, I'm glad to see you haven't given your child a vaccination. There is an alleged American Free Press, a story about a young guy, just 19-year-old high school graduate, was a Mormon, took a vaccination, was gone a missionary trip, and died within 30 days. You know, when is this insanity going to stop? Another thing is that the Mormon church is very big on vaccinations. Last I read is boys in Utah had the highest level of autism. I think it was 1 in 35 boys. In part, it's got to be because the Mormon church is big in the entire world. They are they set up their churches as vaccination stations. They are in like 35, 40 countries around the world, along with the World Health Organization. But I'm about burned out. Let's hear another caller.
Thanks, Wes. All right. Well, you know, there you go.
Jeez, I'm glad we let him get that out of the
system. Yeah. But he's from Idaho, and there are a lot of Mormons in Idaho. When I lived in Pocatello, I found out it had actually more Mormons per capita.
I'm sorry, did you say there are a lot of morons in Idaho?
I said Mormons who follow the angel Moroni.
I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
You know, I, you know what, I married a Jewish girl. She was a sweet girl. I don't have no problem with Jewish people, but the hypocrisy of the Jewish state of Israel is kind of frightening. You know, the fact that they got themselves walled up in their own little fortress and then they say that no one could come in there except Jewish people, and then they're pretty much telling everybody
else. That's not exactly the case, to be fair, but I understand your point.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I think it's natural for human beings to want to roll with their own type of people and want to be in their own little place, so I'm not hating, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of propagandists out there that are, you know, pretty much, you know, force feeding the multiculturalism on everybody else. So, you know, that's what I got a problem with.
All right.
I think, you know, there's good points there, you know. And also, I mean, if you followed some of the stuff that we've covered, which has been eye-opening to me, Daniel, I mean, I think a lot of Jewish people were herded into Israel by events going all the way back to the Balfour Declaration, which was originally intended to create a Zionist Israeli state. And then, of course, the problem was nobody wanted to move there from Europe. Nobody wanted to move there from Europe. It was very comfortable. Everybody liked living in Europe. Well, what do they have to do to create an Israeli state? You know, I mean, was Hitler opposed to people going to Palestine, Jewish people? No, he wanted them to go there. He said, we'll fund them the ticket if they have a place to go. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that Hitler was a good guy. You got to understand, but you go back and look at the history. And then, you know, of course, after World War II, we have the story of the Holocaust, and we have a lot of other people like David Ben-Gurion, who had very little respect. He called Jews goyim. He called them cattle. He didn't want to have anything to do with herding these people over there into that situation. He really didn't want to do it at all. And to his dying day, as far as I know, he was never what I would call somebody who was favored Jewish people. I mean, he basically just did what, you know, the New World Order told him to do. And a lot of people left and went there and found out, and I know some of those people. I could tell the stories. I knew a gentleman who fought in the Israeli Independence War who left Israel. A few years later, he wanted to get away from it. He said, "This is just—it's just not what I thought it was going to be." Of course, he had lost his family. His family was gone when he came back from Russia. He was captured in Russia, trying to escape through Poland and into Russia. And he came back and found his family was gone. The real estate was somebody else was living in his house. He had no idea what happened to anybody. He found out later they'd been taken someplace or they left. He never saw any of them again. And so he lands in Israel. In 1947, is drafted into the Israeli army and fought in the Israeli Independence War. And he was there for about 2 or 3 years with his wife and his young family. He said, "We got to get out of here." He left. He went to Brazil, of all places. We talked about that, Bob.
But he went to Brazil and wants to join him. Jeez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, so I agree with your point of view. And I think that, you know, what we have to realize is that these guys who are behind this agenda, and even though I've said that there may be something supernatural working to recreate the system, you got a lot of bad people running this system, running the whole thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure. All right, Dan, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, as always.
Yep.
All right, let's talk to Ken in West Virginia. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Couple of things.
You don't tell me how you are?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
All right, good.
I'm enjoying your show here tonight. It's really good.
Are you really, or are you just saying that because you're on there?
Oh, I'm just saying that because I've got a music program, and I got you playing over the music, so.
All right, fair enough. What kind of music is it?
I've got Randy Bachman. We call him Bachman here. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I really recommend, he's got a program called, Randy's Vinyl Tap on the CBC. And if you can, it plays on Saturday evenings and Sunday nights. And it's really, really a fantastic show. But,
I'll have to check that out.
But yeah, but, I've got you on competing him and drowning him out. So he's in the background. So, but a couple of things. I just sent you a link. You mentioned Bono earlier. There's a great article on the website called hangthebankers.com, and it's down on the right. You see a post called Bono Exposed as Complete Fraud. And if you want to go to that, you'll see some amazing photos of this little dude yucking it up, being a clown. Here's a picture of him in the White House with Obama and some of the boys. And then here's a picture of him on stage with Al Gore. And if you look at that picture with Al Gore, he's wearing 2-inch lifts in his shoes. And then here's a picture of him with Billy Clinton, and there he is with
They're hugging each other, and then there's him and George W. Look at that. He's playing with John McCain's mouth, it looks like. Jeez.
It looks like he might be telling how big his lifts in his shoes are. You notice that? That's about how big his lifts in his shoes are.
Good point. We got him with Bill Gates. No surprise there. Two eugenicists in heaven. Him and Tony Blair. Wow, he gets... Oh, and last but not least, him with the Queen and his best friend, the mass pedophile, Jimmy Savile from the UK. Wow.
Yeah. So he's a real... he's a scumbag. So that's all there is to say about that.
That's and definitely another, for sure.
Another thing you were mentioned, I just found a website called TheRealNews.com, and they've got a series of 4 interviews on there with a lady named Phyllis Bennis. And if anybody wants to go and check out her interviews, she's a Jewish lady that grew up in California and got in, you know, grew up into the Zionist thing, and then she's had a change of heart, and now she's you know, on our side, you know, and campaigning against Israel. But she, if you look on the, listen to her interview there, she says that back, you know, back in the, even before the Balfour Declaration, that the Zionists were going into Poland and Russia and, you know, the Jewish enclaves and recruiting people to go to Palestine. So it goes way, way back. And she said that the, and one of the things she says that I don't know whether it was Herzl or somebody else that was a big mover and shaker in early Zionism had written a paper, and what turned her off was that they had gone to none other than Cecil Rhodes. You know, he was the big
right.
You know who Cecil Rhodes is, what he's
sure.
after Rhodesia, and that they had appealed to him for support for the Zionism movement, and said that the Zionism movement was just another colonialism effort. In other words, you know, you have your colonies, and we're, you know, emanating from Britain. We're setting up this new colony. So that turned her off. So it'd be interesting if you want to go listen to her interviews. But,
very good. Yes.
Phyllis Rose on the realnews.com. Phyllis Bennis.
Sounds very good, yeah. I like those kinds of things.
Yeah. Appreciate it, you know, she's done a lot of research. So, all right, well, thanks a lot.
Always good to hear from you, brother. We'll now move to Sovereign Man. What's up, my brother from another mother?
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Good. Same stuff, different day, man.
Oh, Friday. You gone all eat some fish.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness it's Friday. I want to take next week off. Can I do that? We're going to take at least a couple days off. Can I just take the next week off, John?
Why don't you do like the previous host did? You know, get people to stand in for you. Help a brother.
Who's going to stand in for me? Who could stand in my shoes?
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm joking.
I'm joking.
You want to fill in one day for us?
You guys ever heard of this place called the Jewish Autonomous Oblast?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com.
or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Oh God! Why do you make me plug the chat room?
All right, then I'll do it. If that's okay.
I think you just did.
Yeah, well, you got to give the site out. You know, you can go to Bob Tuscan Show and go join the chat from there.
BobTuscan.com.
Yeah, that's it. BobTuscan.com. Or
TUSKIN.
Or you can go to Bob Tuscan. Is it Bob Tuscan Show? Hold on, let me pull it up.
Yeah, it's Bob Tuscan Show, Chat Tango, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, chattango.com. It's kind of like a Dance with Words, Chat Tango.
No, but you send them to my show, or my website, man.
Yeah.
That way my website gets the traffic.
Exactly. And then we'll actually click on stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, man. Well, thank you for plugging our chat room. Yeah, there's a good bunch in there. What do we got, about 14 people in there right now? Not bad.
Yeah. Well, maybe we break 20 tonight or something.
Wow. That would be a real party. We got millions of people listening and 14 people in the chat. That's all right.
Well, you gotta funnel them in. But back to the Jewish whatever it is.
So you can't even say it. You can't even say it. All right, so
yeah,
what is
no,
it? First of all, try to pronounce it and say it, and then tell us what you're talking
injured,
about.
Man. Thanks, Mom, and the military. They helped me out with that. It's the Jewish Autonomous Oblast. It's actually a region in Russia that was created for the Jewish people around 1913, ironically enough.
After the fall of the Tsar, then, or was it around the same time?
Maybe right after they created the, what is that?
Bolshevik? Bolshevik Revolution?
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
But it's ironic because the symbols, if you go to, he ain't the greatest, but they got a very interesting flag. They also have a very interesting, this looks like a coat of arms, too. Yeah. Jewish Autonomic Republic was founded in 1928, Jewish National District, as a result of Vladimir Lenin's national policy. So I actually, I'm looking at another site.
Are you mumbling right now?
I can do that, yeah. But I wanted to get back. I really didn't want to go down the hole. Talk about maybe getting together some way to hold the corporations, i.e. the government, the public accountable. I believe that there is people's grand juries, digital grand juries, forming in, I believe, in 46, 50 states.
Grand juries in 46 states, you're saying?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, but that's good stuff, though. What are they forming around Sovereign Man? What are they doing?
Well, this is the deal. You know, there's supposed to be a fourth branch of government, we the people, and there's supposed to be some accountability. But the grand juries that they have put, the de facto grand juries, aren't holding the sheriffs accountable.
Oh, really?
That's the problem in mind.
Hmm. It sounds a little strange then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, if you do some research into the whole de facto de jure thing, the corporation, i.e. the government, it's actually not the government, it's a corporation acting under the guise of government.
Right. It
is. Yeah. And, you know, I just went through a big spiel with them, and actually I never gave them jurisdiction, and that's what it all comes down to. They presume that we belong to them.
And yeah, we're corporately owned here, isn't that right? I mean, that's kind of what we are.
Well, we enter into contracts, and then they try to enforce those contracts, i.e. enforce through threat, duress, and coercion, unless you rebut their presumption. Okay.
Yeah, I've been following so much of this for a while, and I'm trying to weed through some of the good stuff and the bad, because there is some real good information in what you're talking about here. I absolutely agree. We have become incorporated entities as citizens, and that's why, you know, our names are spelled in capital letters, of course, and we get social security numbers and all this and all that.
None of that belongs to us. These are things that we are duped into creating, actually. We apply. Apply means to beg or plead. You apply for them, and therefore, when you fill out that application, well, a form of contract, and you wind up signing it. Okay, hence that's where we get caught into this trap. We presume or assume that that's us, but it's not. All these entities that we've created don't belong to us. I mean, you go try to close your Social Security account. You can't, because it don't belong to you.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it gave Washington, D.C. jurisdiction over all of us, which was another, you know, really aberration of the constitutional construct. If you go back,
it actually wasn't. It was created through the Act, the Organic Act of 1871.
Yeah, long around in there.
Yeah, actually, it was incorporated out of Delaware.
You know, that's what we really have to look into. And I think the question I would raise is, how do we organize enough people to understand how this government, which was founded on a constitution, became a corporation? Where do we start to take this thing apart? Solution?
What has happened is this entity, the corporation, is actually usurped. That whole underlayment, the de jure, is still there. It's just a house that has become vacant. I mean, I filed some documents, when I went into their courtroom, and now I say their courtroom and their case against me, I never admitted jurisdiction. I never got a lawyer. They tried to force a public defender on me. And I kept saying, hey, I didn't consent to no public defender. Yeah, the case got dismissed. I filed what's called a quo warranto at the morning of the trial, and it lit the clerks on fire. And the case was dismissed.
Interesting. Do you think everybody can get away with that because there's a big move against the...
No, hold on, Steve. What did you just say?
Well,
get away with what?
Well, the point I'm making is that, the jurisdiction may be arguable, but the authority and power of people in suits is also a reality,
But the reality is what they've done is they've created a Jedi mind trick. And actually, their courtrooms are what we would call, they're places where they do rituals.
Oh, I agree, yeah. I mean, it's illegal. There's no question about it. But the point is simply this, that, you've got a lot of drones to fight. You know what I'm getting at? It's the big problem we have here isn't necessarily the jurisdiction that these guys
The problem
presume.
Is that we need good men to stand up and that pray that God puts a lot of iron in their back. And whatever the case may be, that would be the road that you hurl. It's a spiritual battle. This is good against evil. If they keep us divided, they will conquer us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're being sold out right and left. There's no question about that.
And that's S-O-U-L-E-D.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Not just a pun, but a reality.
Exactly.
But I guess the question I'm asking is, how do we dismantle this thing on a global change? How do we look at the whole country and start to take apart
this system? Have to start quickly, because that's where the power and ego lies. And the first line, highest offices are the sheriff and the notary. They're the two highest offices in the county.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.